And her husband, being a GI, he had gotten it on a GI or conventional loan, I don't know which one, but after getting in there and, you know, getting to know people, they found that they could have gotten that house for the payment, less than maybe $100 a month.
Ah!
You know.
Outrageous.
Because they had something like, they had a, I think you had a GI loan, you could get a conventional loan, and a 235 loan. And she didn't think that they were eligible for a 235 loan.
But they were?
They were.
Oh.
But they weren't told this.
Yeah.
So they're paying like a, now it might be $200 by now. You know. And of course they're stuck with it.
Yeah.
So now what they're really doing is just selling all the other things they want, because they took their garage and they turned it into a den. And they had the barbecue thing built out, another patio. They had a little porch, you know, they call a patio. Well, they extended that. You know, they're really
nice place.
Yeah. They put a lot of money into that place. And, of course, McKinney is growing too.
Yeah.
So I think they're getting ready to try to make it a metroplex, inner city or something. I don't know.
I haven't been to McKinney in ages. I haven't even been up there.
But it's sort of like out near Bishop College. They lived out there. And the same family, when they first went out there, and the homes were costing $7,000. And they said there would not be an apartment ever bought in here. And they were there like 5 years, wait, 64. 63, 64. And then they put up some apartments. But they called for the black man. It was considered a high-rise apartment because they were paying pretty near $100 a month. It was more than $100 a month for it. Well, that depreciated, you know, the property.
Yeah,
and then Bishop College came in. Well, that, you know, that could improve it. And yet you have these apartments bordered all around you, so.
When you said a high rise apartment, what do you mean by high rise?
Well, when I compare Bryant, Texas housing and Dallas housing, there they pay. We I know some students that go to A and M there, and they pay like $150 a month. A studio apartment, you know, no carpet, anything of the sort on the floor. And here in Dallas, they come here and they pay, well, high rise can run you $200 or more.
Does high rise have more to do with the price or more to do with the height of the building?
I don't know. I dare say. And then I keep thinking in my mind, it's money.
Would you ever use that word then to apply to like an office building?
High rise? Oh yeah.
What
kind?
That's
height.
That's height?
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Height.
Every time I look around, there's a different one there.
We have some more company.
One
her girlfriend and her children came over.
Let's see. Oh, what are some of the well-known, like, landmarks around here?
Here in Dallas? Well, you have the old home.
Yeah, that's the Millmore. What's that?
That's a home, an old home.
Where is it?
It's in Oak Cliff area, I think. That they made it historical. they're trying to preserve in the Mongol area,
uh-huh.
Mongol place area. I couldn't call a name right off.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I think they're trying to preserve parts of old Sanger Brothers, where El Central College is today.
This, the old store?
The old store, parts of it.
And El Centro is in that building?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know
old Sanger Brothers.
I don't know that.
And,